Well, good afternoon, and thank you all for risking your lives to come in here today. I almost wiped out about four times in a big puddle of water. So, my name is Peter Hennen, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce Marie Hennen, who will be speaking to you today on the politics of criminal justice reform as part of the Compassionate Justice Speaker Series. So, contrary to what the many newspaper articles written about Marie Hennen would lead you to believe, she is not an only child. I believe that as her brother, I'm particularly well positioned to attest to this fact. At least that is what I've told myself all these years. My mother is here. This morning I talked to her about this and asked her about this, and she advised me that she has no comment on advice from her lawyer, Marie Hennen. So yes, I am her brother, junior by 6 years. I'm basically a whole different generation than her. Six very long years. And it doesn't show because of the beard and because I have about 85 pounds on her. But as her brother, junior by 6 years, I feel like I've known Marie most of my life. And so when I was offered the opportunity to introduce Marie today and to tell you a little bit about my sister, well, as her brother, junior by 6 years, it seemed like too good an opportunity to refuse. I mean, what younger sibling would not jump at the opportunity to reveal the deepest, darkest secrets of their brother or sister in front of a room full of strangers? So what would I say? So many deeply personal stories to tell. So many deliciously embarrassing stories. But after much consideration, I have decided to say that I have no comment. And I say this on advice from my lawyer, Marie Hennen. And I will heed her advice because I have always heeded her sage advice. You see, in addition to being her brother, junior by 6 years, I might add, I was also her first client. For many years growing up in the Hennen household, Marie advocated for me and defended me from adversity, whether in the court of mom and dad or otherwise. I mean, whether it was to admonish the kids bullying me in our neighborhood, or whether it was to convince my mother and father that they should support me when I wanted to become a professional actor instead of going to law school, which was their chosen profession for me. And while my professional acting career lasted an enjoyable but forgettable 6 years, before I decided that I would in fact go to law school, we can't blame Marie, because as I've come to learn in the over 15 years that I've practiced as a civil litigator, you take your clients as you get them, especially when they're your little brother, junior to you by 6 years. So what I wanted to talk to you about today very briefly is I want to take a few minutes to talk about this idea of compassionate justice and this other idea of Marie Hennen. So I'm going to talk a little bit about who Marie Hennen actually is. And in talking a little bit about who Marie Hennen actually is, what I need to make clear to you is that under her steely, hard-nosed, professional, and extremely polished exterior is no soft, mushy interior. And that's not to say that she doesn't have a soft side. I'm just saying that, not unlike a lunar eclipse, it only comes out rarely, and you don't want to look directly at it for fear of injury. Now, I do love my sister. I don't want you to misunderstand. Her image is that she's tough as nails. And the work that she's done, that she's become so well known for, only proves that fact. Marie has been described as a fiercely driven and talented lawyer. A lawyer whose cross-examinations are nothing short of theater. A professional who channels Hannibal Lecter in the courtroom. A pit bull in designer heels. A shark in designer heels. A zealous advocate with the firepower of a Soviet IS-2 military tank in designer heels. People like to talk about her heels a lot. But more importantly, they also like to talk about how strong, how passionate, how tenacious and relentless she is as an advocate, and how strongly she believes in the criminal justice system. But this concept of compassionate justice, justice that requires compassion, well, those ideas, well, they seem at odds with what Marie has become most well known for. Now, compassion is a sympathy and concern for the suffering of others. The word literally means to suffer together. And Marie is someone who's known for her persistence and her work ethic. And the words that have been used to describe her, fiercely driven, a shark, a pit bull, all those words evoke a figure that should strike fear in the hearts of many, like Superman or Batman, but, you know, in designer heels. And while the hardness of her reputation is compared with this idea of being socially minded and sympathy seem to be at odds, it's her tenacity and her drive and her commitment to the criminal justice system that drive her compassion. And so before Marie comes up, I just want to leave you with a quote from her, my lawyer, from her interview with Peter Mansbridge in 2016, when she said the following while talking about the criminal justice system. It is pretty significant that in one of the highest profile cases, in one of the cases where everybody had an opinion, sitting on their couch, tweeting it out in 140 characters or less, where people expressed opinions, not having heard a word of evidence, that you knew you could walk into court and that there would be an impartial person that would decide on the evidence. That happens not just in this case, but each and every single day. That's something we should be extraordinarily proud of. That means every single one of us has a fair shake. And that, I believe, is the intersection of compassion and justice. And so without further ado, I want to introduce my sister, senior by 6 years, Marie Hannon.